This one is about a Montreal researcher who is in the American Journal of Human Genetics talking about a gene that identifies adult muscular dystrophy. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
What do we know about this?
Well, this is one of the areas where they've been able to identify a new form of muscular dystrophy based on several new mutations that they found in a specific gene. And this is what seems to be interesting is this is found in Quebec individuals, people who have family histories of long-standing histories of people who are living in Quebec for quite some time and likely have had this particular mutation. And they identified one specific mutation where there were two genes with this mutation that produced what we call proximal muscle weakness. That is, the muscles in the upper arms or upper legs that became damaged, especially with overuse of the muscles, and didn't repair very well. What this means is when they mention that they find a gene and that they have isolated an end result with it, is then they ask the question, okay, what is this gene coding for? What protein does it produce or not produce that interferes with the normal mechanism of muscle repair and muscle function? So this opens up the initial avenue of following this pathway and saying, okay, how can we interfere with this process that then stops the development of this particular form of muscular dystrophy? So that's what this means with regards to this finding, is that they now have a roadmap that allows them to follow the path and say, how can we interfere with the process and prevent the disease? That's what this means. And so you're going to see a lot of these type of stories where they start to uncover genetic mechanisms that lead to diseases that in the past were very difficult to treat because you just didn't know how they worked. And so that's what this particular study means. And it's actually quite exciting. And we're going, like, as I mentioned, we're going to see a lot of this in the future.